Welcome in. In this lesson, we're making an old-school, raglining drum and bass bassline in Ableton Live 12, with the kind of pitch moves that make a drop feel so good you want to pull it back and reload it. The big idea is simple. In jungle and old-school DNB, the bass doesn't need to be complicated. What sells that rewind moment is phrasing. A little pitch jump, a tight glide, or a quick end-of-bar tag that answers the vibe like it's talking back to the vocal. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass, a four-bar drop loop, and a repeatable method for making pitch hooks that sound classic and intentional. All right, set your session up first. Set the tempo to somewhere between 170 and 175 BPM. I'm going to pick 174. Keep everything tight for now. We can add swing later, but early on, clarity wins. And quick rag a vibe reminder, space is part of the groove. If you fill every gap, you lose that heavy, confident bounce. Now let's build the bass. We're going to do this beginner-proof. One layer for the clean sub, and one layer for the gritty mid that makes the pitch actually readable on small speakers. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass SUB. Drop in Waveatable. In Waveatable, set oscillator 1 to assign wave. Keep it simple. One voice. No unison. We're not trying to make a wide synth here. We're building a foundation that holds the room together. Turn the filter off, or at least make sure it's fully open so you're not accidentally dulling your low end. After Waveatable, add saturator. Set drive to around 2 to 5 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is one of those trust me moves. It helps the sub read a little better without turning into fuzz. Add EQ 8. Don't high pass the sub. If it's a bit boxy or boomy, do a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz, like -2 dB with a medium Q. That's optional, but it can clean up the low mids. Now duplicate that track and name the new one bass MID. On bass mid, we're going to make the pitch speak. Go back into Waveatable and change oscillator 1 to square for that hollow, old-school bite. Saw also works, but square is a really good starting point for raggish weight. Turn on a low-pass filter, LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Don't stress the exact number. We're basically saying, keep it thick, keep it mid-forward, don't let it get fizzy. If the filter has a drive control, give it a bit, like 10 to 25%. After Waveatable, add pedal. Set it to overdrive. Drive around 15 to 35%. Then adjust the tones so it's not harsh. Usually a little darker works better, especially if you're planning to have vocals or toast sitting above it. Optionally, add auto filter after pedal, also low pass, just for an extra layer of control. This becomes super handy later for arrangement. Now EQ 8 on the MID. High pass it around 90 to 120 Hz so it's not fighting the sub layer. This is important. If both layers try to be the sub, your low end turns into soup. If you need more note definition, you can gently boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 1.5 kHz. Not a huge boost, just enough that the pitch reads cool. Now we want both layers to behave like one bass. Select Bass SUB and Bass MID and group them. Name the group Bass Bus. On the Bass Bus, add glue compressor. Set it lightly. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You only want about 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, just to make the layers feel glued together. Then add a limiter after that, sealing at -0.3 dB. This is just safety. Now we write the bass line. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip on the sub track. Then we'll copy it to the mid track. Pick a key that works with Raga Vibes. F minor, G minor, A minor are all common. Let's say we're in F minor for the example. Old school rolling bass patterns are usually built from a 1-bar idea repeated with small changes. So start simple. Mostly 8th notes, a couple of shorter pickups, and leave gaps so the drums can breathe. Here's a workflow tip that will keep you sane. Write the pattern on the sub first. Then copy that MIDI clip to the mid layer. Now you're shaping one musical idea, not two different bass lines. Also, keep your note lengths pretty short. Aim for around 70 to 120 milliseconds for most notes, and then choose a couple moments where you let a note hang slightly longer for emphasis. That contrast is part of the groove. Now for the main event, pitch tricks that create rewind energy. We're going to do three things: glide, octave jumps, and bar end pitch hooks. First, glide, also known as portamento. Open Waveatable on both the sub and the mid, and turn on glide. Set the time around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Start at 60, then set the mode to legato. Legato is the secret sauce here, because it means you only get slides when notes overlap, so you're not stuck with everything sliding all the time, which is one of the most common beginner mistakes. To program a slide, Overlap two notes just a little bit in the MIDI clip. Even 10 to 30 milliseconds of overlap is enough. A classic move is overlapping the last little note of a bar into the first downbeat of the next bar. You'll hear the tweep into the drop without it turning into modern terrell nonsense. And teacher tip, slides feel strongest when they either slide up into a downbeat or slide down right at the end of a phrase. Use them like punctuation, not like a personality trait. Second, octave jumps. This is rewind bait. It's simple and it works. Keep most of your bass notes around F1 to A1, that sub-range. Then on the last eighth note of bar 4, jump up to F2 for one hit. Immediately return to F1 on the next downbeat when the loop starts again. That one moment makes the drop feel like it speaks. It's also a great place to answer a vocal line, like the bass is doing call and response. Third, the bar end pitch hook. This is your signature little tag. Jungle heads latch onto tiny motifs. At the end of bar 4, last beat, program a quick 16th note run. For example, F1, then G1, then AB1, and then when the loop restarts, you land back on F1. Make that landing note slightly longer so it feels like it arrives. That landing is what makes it satisfying. Now, an important coaching choice. Decide what's doing the pitch talking. Is it your MIDI notes, or is it pitch bend? For old school vibes, MIDI notes plus short legato overlaps usually sound more authentic than huge pitch bend sweeps. Save pitch bend for tiny yips and little falls at the end of a phrase. And another big one. Keep the sub musically stable and let the mid do the drama. If you're doing a quick run or a bigger jump, try it on MID only first. If it still feels solid, then you can copy just the important notes to the sub. This prevents the low end from getting messy. Now let's make sure the pitch is audible on small speakers. Because if your bass sounds amazing on headphones, but disappears on a phone, it's usually because the mid layer isn't giving enough harmonic information. On bass mid, add another saturator after pedal. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. In EQ8, try a gentle boost around 900 Hz, like 1 to 2 dB with a wide Q. That's often a sweet spot for note readability. Optional flavor. Add corpus on the MID. Very subtle. Start with tube or box. Keep the mix low, like 5-15%, and tune it by ear so it reinforces the note instead of ringing. And here's a super practical safety check in live. Temporarily add a tuner after your bass group. When you do slides, watch the tuner and make sure your landing note actually hits the pitch you think it's hitting. If it's not landing cleanly, shorten the overlap or reduce glide time. Now lock the bass to the drums. This is non-negotiable in DNB. If the kick and bass aren't cooperating, you'll think your bass is too loud, but really it's just masking the kick. On the bass bus, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick track as the input. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. Now your low end breathes, and your pitch moves read cleaner because they're not competing with the kick transient. Quick micro tuning tip, because this is where the weight lives. If you nudge a few supporting bass notes 5 to 15 milliseconds late, it can feel heavier and more laid back. Don't move the downbeat note. Keep the downbeat locked, and only nudge some of the in-between hits. Now let's place the rewind moment in an arrangement, not just a loop. Try an 8-bar pre-drop into a 16-bar drop. In the pre-draw, filter the mid down with auto-filter. Keep the sub minimal or even muted, and tease the hook rhythm one time, but on one note only, like just the root. This is a great trick. People recognize the rhythm first, so when the real pitch movement arrives, it hits harder. Right before the drop, do a simple impact trick, a short silence. Even a quarter bar can beat enough. Everything cuts, then boom, full bass. In the drop, bring full sub plus MID. Let the pitch hook appear every 4 bars, not every bar. Remember, rewind moments come from phrasing, not complexity. If you do the trick constantly, it stops being special. Then at bar 8 or bar 16, do your headline moment. Combine an octave jump with a glide into the downbeat. That's the reload cue. Before we wrap, avoid these common traps. If everything is sliding, you didn't use legato properly, or you've got too many overlaps. If big pitch movement in the sub makes the low end feel wobbly, keep the sub tighter and let the mid show off. If your mid is fighting the vocal, dip around 1 to 3kHz to make space. And if the bass loses note definition, back off the distortion and re-EQ. More distortion is not automatically more vibe. Now a quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Make a 4-bar loop in G minor. Add one glide into the bar 1 downbeat with a tiny overlap. Add one octave jump at the end of bar 4. A three-note hook at the end of bar 2 and bar 4, then export a quick bounce and listen on your phone. If the pitch disappears, don't crank the sub. Increase mid-saturation or a small presence boost instead. Last check, do a mono test. Put utility on the master and set width to 0% for a moment. If the bass loses identity, you don't need more stereo. You need more mid-harmonics and clearer EQ. Recap. Two-layer bass. Clean sub, gritty mid, glide in legato mode with intentional overlaps, octave jumps and bar rent hooks for rewind energy, sidechain to the kick so the drop hits clean and heavy, and arrange contrast so the pitch move feels like an event. When you're ready, make three versions of your same four-bar drop, hook only at bar 4, then hook at bar 2 and 4, then same rhythm but alternate the pitches for a tense version and a brighter version. That's how you train your instincts for what actually feels reload-worthy. If you tell me your key and whether you want the bass warm and round or gritty and nasal, I can suggest a specific hook note set, like root with a little flat 2 tension, or root to fifth for a more anthem answer, tuned to sit under ragga vocals without clashing.